Imagine the great tzaddik at the beginning of Parshas Kisetze. You know, we know he's supposed to run it, try to do mitzvahs, as many mitzvahs that you can. So the guy decides he's going to be yaitzeh the great Hail Gehele mitzvah, Shekhadishonim, mitzvahs, and tzivano, to fulfill the mitzvah of Eishes Tzivas Torah. What do you want? It's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. 1613. So he goes and fulfills the mitzvah of Tzivas Torah. With Allah Hidurim and Allah Chumriz and does the Kedasu Chedin, the Sugyas and Kedushin, and learns the first parak, Shalech HaTzenev and Mochoma, five sheets of Rishayin, we spoke about this last year. Gevaldik, Meiritik, everything. Get the whole thing down pat. And then wait a second. Everything goes off. He ends up with an Isha Snua. He's got a kid who's a Ben Sarah Mora. 13 years later, he's scratching his head. What happened? I kept calling Tarkula. I'm so frum. What happened? So the answer is obvious. What happened is that there are two parts to Torah Kedosha. There's what it says on the books, and then there's a background a little bit. There's a certain sensitivity. There's a certain, what we call, the spirit of the halacha. When we're kids, so we want to do something on Shabbos. So my parents or a bayim or the rabbi and shul say, it's not Shabbos dick. So most people think, oh, the rabbi said it's not Shabbos dick. That's a code word for saying it's okay. It means he can't really say it's awesome. So he calls it not Shabbos dick. So that's not exactly the case. That's not exactly the case in terms of Shabbos. It's not exactly the case in terms of Kol Torah Kula. There are certain things that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says are technically mutter. Yifas Torah is mutter. The person didn't violate any Isser in the Torah. Nothing. But it's Chedish El, Rabbi say. Look what this guy just did. Look what he just did. He went ahead, Bol and Isha Begiyusa, whatever exactly that means, Rashi, Taisus. So he went ahead, he followed his Taivus. He went ahead and followed his Yetzirah, Lo Dibritach Yetzirah. So the Torah gave in to him, so to speak. Lo Dibritach Yetzirah. The Torah said, okay, it's not going to be Osir. There's a far cry from something not being Osir to something being Mahadrim and Mahadrim. To say that Eishes Tzivas Torah is Mahadrim and Mahadrim is not exactly true. So Rabbi Yisai, I think this is an important lesson. We sometimes hear these terms, you know, thrown around. Show me where it's also. Show me. Where does it say Vishtein? Halavai, people should ask that question. Some people don't even want to know that. Show me where it says Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do X, Y, and Z. Show me where in Hilchos Shabbos you're not allowed to do that. So the answer is that sometimes there are talk of things that are Osir, Mamish Medina. Sometimes it's Beferish. And sometimes it's written in between the lines. Sometimes it's understood. That Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is not that a person should take an Eishes Tzivas Torah. And if a person does, even though he didn't violate any Yisr, he's asking for trouble, he's asking for Isha Snu, he's asking for Ben Sarah Meira. Of course, we spoke about this many times. To know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu demands of us, what's a Tzivoy, is very, very straightforward. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah Hashem Tamima, complete with Al Adinim in terms of Torah Shavuot Sav and Torah Shavuot Peh. We look up in Shulchan Aruch, look to Mishnah Berurah, we figure out pretty much, we can figure out what's Asur and Mutter. We have a Shadach HaShavos, we take it Rabbi Ribi Yad Sefer, figure out with the Mar Mekorah, figure out what's also what's Mutter. That's pretty straightforward. I mean, you have to learn a little bit to figure it all out, but it's pretty straightforward. What's much more dachistic, what's much more difficult to figure out, is what a Kadosh Baruch wants of us in between the lines. What activities are technically mutter, but just don't fit into the picture. They're not just not part of the life of Avodas Hashem, of Avos Hashem, Avos Torah, and Yir Shemayim. So you have that notion, both in terms of our relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in a relationship with Nanullah Chaveira as well. You know, we're spending, really been a whole week in Dini Mominus. Like a Valdik Shneimach, it's a Mitala Zeonim, it's a Caesar, it's a Migo, it's a Begila Haitza, it's a Gavaldik Meridik. Imagine a guy who decides, well, my whole life is going to be spent fulfilling these Dirim of Shneimach and Betalos. Fulfilling Chai Shemishpa, Kedas, Chedin, Gavaldik Meridik. Every year, every fight and base, and every Migo, I'm going to beat you out, and you're going to beat me out. Like Gavaldik Meridik. So what does the Gemara say about such people? Second Perek of Bamitzia. L'charvi Yushalayim Eloah, Shehemidu Dineim Al Din Torah. Yushalayim was destroyed, the Beis Mikdash was destroyed because they observed Chashim Mishpah. That doesn't sound right. We like people to observe Chashim Mishpah. That's great. What does it mean? L'charvi Yushalayim El Shehemidu Dineim Torah means that they didn't understand that of course there's a time for Din. Of course, you have to have objective standards. This is mishpat, this is not mishpat. I'm chayev, I'm potter. Imagine, what does a Kadosh Baruch Hu want to see from a din Torah of Shnei Mechazim B'talos? So on the one hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasu gave us klolim adini mamrus elam mishpat mishtatasim lifneim. So he gave us klolim. What do you do when you have a suffik mamrus? Is it mitzvah mechvil of a raya? Poskim pashas mishpatim. Is it a suffik? Is it not a suffik? Are there edim as a raya? Is it a din of shvuah shvuah? There is a shvuah there. But all the stuff, these are all part of the klolim elam mishpat mishtatasim lifneim. How a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the ikar adin to be in terms of the shnei mechzim betalos. But what do you think is the ratzon ha-Torah of shnei mechzim betalos? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really want from the two guys who are grabbing onto the talos? That they shouldn't come anywhere near Beis Din. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want? Two guys, we picked it up together, we didn't, we're not sure. Pshara, make a compromise, figure out, make everybody happy. So you'll sell the talos, you'll split the money, you'll figure out an eight or something. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Shnei Mechzim Betalos to really happen. He wants us to learn the sugyas. He wants Geshmach. The same way we learned the sugya Yifastaya. We spent all week on Yifastaya last year. It's Geshmach with a lumdus, with a rash, with a bit of tab, with a ramban, it's Kavali, it's Meredik. Was that really supposed to happen? So just because something is a Parsha Satorah doesn't mean it's supposed to happen. Ben Sarah Murray, the Gemara says, never happened. And it's still one of the Parsha Satorah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to learn the din of Avela Mishpatim with Geshmach, with Meredik, to figure out what's the Ikra din. You give a din as a heart. But tachlis, in terms of our personal relations with one another, he doesn't want us to approach Benam Chavero with the need of Midas Hadin. You know, we speak, we're coming up the days, up and coming, to Midas Hadin, Midas Harachamim. So we say many, many times over in the davening, the Yom Noroim, that if it would be lefim Midas Hadin, so a kilo Yisku Benecha Badin, nobody would survive Midas Hadin. So we hope and pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us through the lens of Midas Harachamim. That's assuming that we look at others through the lens of Midas Harachamim. That assumes that we're not makbid al dineyam to the Torah, not in the negative sense of the word. So Baruch Hashem, as we have a special schus to learn dinim mamonis, to learn the din ha-Torah, so we have to always temper in the back of our minds, the din ha-Torah, the fact that we're spending so much time on people fighting and yelling and screaming and calling each other liars and ganovim and gazlonim, it's great, it's gevaldik. It's gevaldik for b'metziyah daf beis, it's not gevaldik, that shouldn't be the way we live with our roommates. We shouldn't be calling our spouses, shnei mochim, we should be mevatir, we should be given, we should be moichem. That's where we're supposed to live our lives. Shnei Mechzim Betalos is exciting, it's great for the world of Shnei Mechzim Betalos. But in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to learn the Din Torah, and sometimes you have to pass the Din Torah. Sometimes you have a Din. If two Bali didn't really insist on Din, that's the Din, the Elam Mishpatim. You have to pass it up, call him like a seam, you got to pass it in Elam Mishpatim. But the type of a lifestyle that we want, hopefully, in a Benam L'Chavero, should be just as in Benam L'Mokom. Just as Benam L'Mokom, we don't want to insist on, we're going to be Yetzir, a mitzvah of Yifas Toya, so too in the Benam L'Chavero, we don't want to insist on being a mitzvah Dinei Amodin Toya. Okay, wish everybody a Shabbos, next jump to Sunday. So regular morning Seder. Morning Seder begins on Sunday, what time? Okay, like every